any attention this morning, you know? And I just stopped and I said, Lord, I just want to tell you I love you this morning. I just want to tell you I love you. And I don't say that to say that I did a good thing. I just say that to say that, you know, he's so worthy. He's so worthy to just be exalted and praised, and for us just to thank him for who he is, that he's the God of the universe, that who are we that he's mindful of us? Amen. And that he would just give us a moment of breath. And I'm just so thankful to our God that he would care for us and give us what a beautiful Friday that we have, the opportunity just to come together as a people and to pray and to ask the Lord to just give us a moment of prayer and blessing, and to touch our bodies, to touch our finances, whatever it may be, that the Lord cares for us. The Bible says that he cares for you. Amen.
Yes, that is really good, because if we begin to look at our performance, so to speak, or what we do or what we think we're accomplishing, we're going to find out real quick that's not going to carry us.
No.
It's just not going to be enough to stand on, because we're going to fail.
Absolutely.
I know me, man, if you give me, David says it like this, you give me 5 minutes, I'm going to probably mess it up.
Yeah.
And I feel like that if I even make it 5 minutes. The me has to die.
Me has to die.
You know, I have to die to self. And I have to look to Christ to live within me. I love Galatians 2:20 that says, you know, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
But yet, Christ.
It's not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the one who loved me and gave himself for me. Man, it is so incredible to know that I don't have to perform this.
Well, in our weakness, his power is made perfect.
Yes.
I mean, and the weaker that I become through Christ and through the Holy Spirit's power,
yes,
living out Christ in me, the more powerful, you know, Jesus becomes through me, you know, the more that he can do with through us, you know. And we are such weak vessels anyway. And when the closer that we draw to the Lord, the more we realize how more we need him, how weak we truly are, the more dependent we are. And especially as we age, we become more aware of, like,
man,
like, Lord, we're not invincible. We need you so much. We need you so much.
That's good. It's good to be reminded that we got to have Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And that he wants a place in our heart.
Yeah.
He wants that, but he's not going to force it.
That's right.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe you're out there, maybe you're listening, maybe you're driving through, you catch the radio program, and you're wondering, man, what are these guys talking about? You know, I thought this was supposed to be maybe music playing on here. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't understand what they're talking about, God and Jesus. And if you're wondering, You can call 903-796-6056. We can talk to you off the air about it. We'll do exactly what this program is designed to do. Prayer Request Friday. We can pray with you that God will begin the relationship with you, if you don't already have one with him, and that he will begin to show you a little bit more and more of who he is.
Yeah.
Because this is not a, you know, walk down front at a church service, say a prayer, and all of a sudden you're some kind of spiritual hero.
Right.
I know I'm not. I've been trying to live for him for several years, but I know I'm not. I never will be a spiritual hero. What I am is yielding to Jesus.
Yeah.
Surrender my life to him and say, whatever you want from me, you got it.
Amen.
I'll say yes, sir. And when he tells me, as the general of an army, if he says, I want you to go and do this, or I want you to stay here and not do that, God, whatever you say, that you get it.
Yeah.
You're the one. Live in me. I want to yield to you. And at that point, that's when really life began.
Amen.
For me. And I have enjoyed the peace of the weight being off of me and on the one, Jesus, who is the only one that can carry that weight. Paul said it in, I think, was it David was talking about it, maybe in Hebrews, let us lay aside the the weight and the sin that so easily besets us, or the besetting sin.
The besetting sin.
You know?
Well, I got a lot. We talk about those besetting sins. We start kind of start picking a little bit, don't we?
We start doing inventory at that point. Yeah. But it, you know, there are things that will distract us, and there are things that will get our eyes off Jesus. Some are sin and some are weights. And I like how that came about to, in that scripture, there was two different things.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, the sin, the besetting sin is not the weight. There is a weight. Let us take off the weight that makes it hard to run, and let us, you know, get away from that besetting sin. So there's two things there he tells us that's going to affect our race.
Well, that's good. That's
David
good.
Brought that out Wednesday night at church. He was teaching on this, and that's the only reason I even probably have it in my mind this morning. It was a couple nights ago. He preached it that way, and God's really pouring a sermon, I believe, about that into his spirit, into his heart. I'm not sure where he's going to preach it next, but again, if you're out there and you're wondering, we're in a world that's got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
A lot of questions, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. There's just a ton of doubt and issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of issues, a lot of weights.
Yeah, and I would, you know, we would love to be able to tell you, like, boy, you sure are lucky to have us, you know, right now, and we're here just to deliver the answers. But, you know, Brother Wes and I don't have the answers. We don't have the answers. What we do have, though, is Jesus Christ.
The answer.
And all of us can join together today and just pray together and ask the one that does have the answer, who is the answer, the all in all, the great I am, to provide the very peace, the very understanding, and to deliver the answer. Amen.
Yes. When we share Jesus with each other, when we share Jesus out and about, if it's at a with a stranger, or with someone we know, or a fellow church member or a family member, when we share Jesus, we are encouraging the body of Christ.
Yeah,
and you know, just even like the name of the ministry, Truth Infusion Ministries, is like an infusion of truth, is like a body that is in need of an IV getting an infusion of nutrients or medicine into the body, instead of just taking a pill and it taking some time to time release and get into the bloodstream. That infusion gets in there immediately and begins to help the body in a way that it needs at an urgent point. Well, man, I need that infusion of Jesus constantly.
Absolutely.
And I think the Carmen used to have a song called it Addicted to Jesus. and I loved that because it was something at that time I could really relate to. You know, it was, I needed Jesus. And Jesus found me at a moment that I was very desperate and sinking and going under. And man, when I cried out and I said, Lord, save me, he did. And he has helped me ever since. And I enjoy living, even though sometimes life is not so enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah.
The circumstances aren't so enjoyable, but the relationship with Jesus through those circumstances is very Amen. Enjoyable and peaceful and strengthening, and just life becomes real.
I know that we have some prayer requests that, you know, have already been given to us to pray for, but also I hope we have an opportunity later to have a moment of testimony. You know, I know that there's some things I'd like to testify about myself, you know, concerning things in the past. It's been a while since I've had the opportunity to join with you and be able to visit, you know, with Prayer Request Friday and be able to join with everybody. And so I definitely have some things I'd like to share as far as what the Lord has done, and especially in this time of, you know, COVID and the pandemic and things like that. So God is just so good. I mean, Wes, God has been so good to us. And even during these times of uncertainty, if we'll allow it to happen, if we'll keep our eyes focused upon Him, like you just said, He will grow us, and He'll show us things that we did not know. And that's what the Word says He'll do. He says that you did not know. He said, I will show you.
Absolutely. You will very much so get your opportunity to share that testimony here in just a minute. Well, I say that like I know what's going to happen in the next 2 minutes. God may do something, and we don't get past the commercial break that we're about to approach here. I don't know what. I hope God gives you the opportunity to share that testimony here in just a minute. Hey, this is Prayer Request Friday. You give us a call at 903-796-6056. You can listen on KPYN AM, FM, and KPYN.net. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back to Prayer Request Friday.
Amen.
NJS Management in Linden, Texas is a provider of affordable housing for seniors and families. NJS Management has affordable housing available in Linden, Atlanta, Queen City, and Hooks. This is not your typical affordable housing. Call Marlon and Gina at 903-756-5554. That's 903-756-5554 for NJS Management. Check out all the affordable housing available on their website at rentalhousingdeals.com.
At Dillon Thompson Wealth Management, there are no one-size-fits-all when it comes to planning for your future. Dillon Thompson Wealth Management understands that your financial goals are unique. Dillon Thompson Wealth Management can help you tailor a financial plan to meet your unique needs. Call Dillon Thompson Wealth Management today at 903-796-7508 or visit our website at dt-wm.com to schedule your initial consultation. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., number FINRA, SIPC, and advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., Dillon Thompson Wealth Management, and Securities America are separate entities.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net is Cass County's undisputed news leader. One thing we learned about most during the coronavirus crisis is that KPYN was there with news every hour on the hour.
We're battling the virus on every front, speeding relief to our workers and pursuing therapies and vaccines at record speed. We have many companies right now.
The commitment to news continues. As other news sources cut back their news coverage, KPYN is doing just the opposite.
Atlanta Mayor Travis Ransom has thrown his hat in the ring for the U.S. Congress.
KPYN will continue with news updates every hour, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Plus, get news online all the time at kpyn.net. Got a news tip? Call the news tip hotline at 903-796-2817. That's 903-796-2817. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. We are Cass County's news leader since 1950. We are KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, home of the original Trading Post.
When the invitation came that clearly bore his name, oh, he hardly could believe the words he read. At the table, there's a feast that's now waiting on your own, and your place is set each time the family gathers. It will
Hey, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday.
It's good.
That's an awesome song, isn't it?
It's good.
That was our friend David Markham singing about a place at the table. Yes. And, you know, you can have a place at the table if you don't already have one.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ. We'd be glad to share how to do that from the Word of God. If you need that, call us at 903-796-6056. For the next 45 minutes or so, we'll be on the air taking prayer requests. I think also, Kelly, you have a list maybe that Jim left. Do you have those?
Yes, I do. I do have a list of prayer requests. And
I see one on Facebook also. I don't know if you're looking at it.
I don't have Facebook on my phone right now, so you're going to have to help me with that. I'm so sorry.
Gotcha. Shantavius says, I need prayer for my grandmother. She's going to have surgery today.
Okay.
So.
Okay, we got that. I got that wrote down.
Okay.
All right, I apologize for that. I just don't have it.
That's okay.
On my work.
No. That's cool. And you've got Sister Sue.
Yes. Right? Yes. So okay. I'm gonna list a few of these prayer requests that have already come in, and we will lift these needs up. Jane Hinton has lost her son. Has passed, and we don't know. I don't know the circumstances behind that loss, but it doesn't matter. We just need to lift her up and just for the Lord's peace and comfort. And Sue Simon is made to rehab. Okay. And she's continuing to make progress, and we all know Sister Sue, and what a help and a comfort she is to us, and what a prayer warrior she is, and we're just asking for everybody to lift her up this morning. We just all love Sister Sue. And Latricia Arrington is suffering back pain this morning, and we know that God can touch back pain. I mean, He's definitely delivered miracles to me over and over again. And Jeannie and Lonnie and Lynn and family. And this is a request by Marshall. And also, I have a special prayer request for Joanne Holcomb. She's a friend of the family that goes to our church camp in Derrick's, Arkansas, or close to Derrick's, Arkansas. And she is suffering with COVID, COVID pneumonia, and she's in desperate need of prayer this morning. And I want to make sure I've got... Let's see that. Shantavia, her grandmother. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, Shantavius Johnson. I'm sorry, Shantavius, for your grandmother. She's going to have surgery this morning. Amen. So we're going to lift that need up as well. So let's just pray this morning. Listen, God is the Lord hears us. The Lord hears our prayers. And we're going to pray for His anointing to be here this morning. We're going to pray for Him to hear our prayers, that the heavens would not be brass as we pray. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You, God. Lord, we just come to You this morning, Father, first and foremost, that Your anointing and Your presence would be just with us this morning as we pray, as we celebrate You, God. Father, You have made us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God. You knit us together. Lord, You have a plan and a future for us, oh God, according to Your word. Lord, with You, nothing is hidden from Your sight, oh God. Lord, who can hide from You, God? What can man do, God, that is not known to You, Lord? And Father, all of our days have been written out in Your books, God. You know, Father, exactly who we are, where we are, what we're doing, Father, and all the plans that You have for us. And there's nothing that we can do, oh God, that can change what Your will is for our life. But God, here's what we're asking, Father. Lord, please intervene on these needs, oh God. I'm praying that You would send, Lord, the answer, Father, for every one of these. Lord, for the loss of life, oh God, for peace and comfort, Lord, for back pain, Lord, that You would send a healing touch, oh God. I'm praying, Father, for those who are having surgery, Lord. I pray that You would provide divine healing, Lord, for guiding hands upon the doctors and physicians that You've given those talents to, oh Lord, to do those things, God. I'm praying for quick healing in those situations, Lord. Father, I'm praying for the healing from COVID, God, that You would just remove it, that You would rebuke those diseases, oh God. Lord, I'm praying for a touch upon these families, Lord, that are needing for the call out for these families just to have Your presence, Lord. I'm praying for You would just touch them. Lord, I'm thankful, Father, for the faith that has just been extended for all of these needs, Lord. For Sister Simon, that You would just lift her up, that You would just touch her, that You would just give her strength today, that she'd feel tangible benefits from these prayers that we're asking, oh God. Father, that Your angels would encamp around us, that the Holy Spirit would just be manifest in our life, oh God, that we would become shining beacons that would just point to Jesus in this world, oh Lord. And Father, I thank You for it. Lord, we know Your word to be true. Let Your word be true and every man a liar. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you lifting those up. That's how Prayer Request Friday is done. You can go to Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page, put a comment there. We'll pray with you. If you don't want to list names, that's okay. God knows the names. If you want to call us at 903-796-6056,
yes,
we can put you on the air. We can keep you off the air, and we're here to serve. We want to try to serve you, agree with you, while we're serving God and letting Jesus be Jesus in us. We've got just maybe a minute or two before the break comes up. And what I was looking at in the Word, Kelly, while you were praying, and I was just kind of agreeing with you about those prayer requests, and I was just thinking, you know, God God is, and God is the help. He's the strength we need. He's the healing we need. He's the answer we need. And when I look down, Psalm 46, the title above above that chapter in my Bible, it says, God is our refuge and strength. First few verses of verse 1, 2, and 3 in Psalm 46, and then verse 10 would go like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Can you imagine what that would be like if all of a sudden the mountains from maybe Colorado or
California, I'm glad that hadn't happened yet,
was just up and started shifting and drifting towards falling into the sea.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pacific Ocean, you know, that'd be...
That's catastrophic.
That would be major. The effects that would have from the wave that would hit from that. So, even though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, verse 10 says, be still.
Be
calm
still.
Calm down. Be still. Wait on me. Be still and know that I am God. He says to us, I am. The first part of that verse says, God is. It's the same thing. So,
He just confirmed what I wanted.
Okay. I hope I didn't steal that testimony.
No.
No, we're going to get to that here in just a minute. Mm. We're excited about God is. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side for Prayer Request Friday.
At Fast Signs of Texarkana, you get visual communication solutions, including sign and graphic consultation and design, production, delivery, and installation services. Whether you need architectural signs, vehicle graphics, point-of-purchase posters, or a building identification sign, we're more than ready to help you meet your visual communication goals. Call Keith or Sharon at Fast Signs in Texarkana at 903-831-7446. More than fast, more than signs. Fast Signs, Mall Drive in Texarkana.
Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty specializes in the real estate market in East Texas, and he gives all of his customers personal attention. List your property with Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty. He'll work hard to make sure that it sells at a price it's worth, and he'll do the best to advertise the property and show it to as many real estate agents and prospective buyers as possible. You can expect the same personal service from Frank when you're looking to buy a property, too. Frank Lanier, a graduate of Texas A&M, who wants to help you with your real estate needs. Call Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty in Linden at 903-756-7781.
Make your house a home again with furniture, accessories, and appliances from Flint's Furniture and Appliances in Atlanta. Choose from a great selection of high-quality furniture and appliances at low, low prices. Come to Flint's for your living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as a host of major appliances and accessories from side tables to queen-size beds. You can find everything you need at Flint's Furniture and Appliances of Atlanta. In-store financing available or get seasonal no-interest promotions. Next day delivery available, and we'll haul out your old appliances and furniture. We can also special order furniture items for your convenience. You don't have to go anywhere else for your furniture and appliances. Come to Flint's Furniture and Appliance, 314 East Main Street in the Brookshire Shopping Center in Atlanta, and at flintsfurniture.com. Like us on Facebook and call 903-796-1158.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast. Mostly cloudy today, 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 86. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a low of 70. Then Saturday, mostly cloudy and a 60% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 85. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert L. Giorno for the weather station, KPYN.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is the radio station for the original Trading Post with Jim Big D Davenport.
Buy, sell, trade, give things away.
Tell us about your garage sale or yard sale. Let us know if you lost a pet, found a pet, or have a pet free to a good home. Simply call in live on the original Trading Post at 903-796-6056.
That's 903-796-6056.
We also feature local birthdays, church news, the stock market report, and more, including local news from Robert Del Giorno. It's all on the show, often imitated, but never duplicated. The original Trading Post on KPYM. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Fridays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Saturdays, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. The original Trading Post on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM.
KPYNAMFM.net is Cass County's news leader. KPYN was there for the February winter storm with news and weather updates on air, on our KPYN Facebook page, and stories on our website, KPYN.net. We are Cass County's news leader, KPYNAMFM and KPYN.net.
KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
I've been down to the river, and I ain't the same. The prodigal returned, and oh, my hope is in Jesus. Oh, my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
Woo!
The blood of Jesus.
Sing it, Kelly.
I can't.
Hey, what a place to be when all of your hope is in Jesus. Man, if you don't know how that feels, all I can tell you is give it a try. Give Jesus a try. Put your trust in Him. And some people might say, well, what does that look like? Does that mean that if I say a prayer and I say I trust in Jesus, that all my bills that may be behind is going to immediately be caught up the next day, and problem I'm having at my job is going to be fixed, and all my sick loved ones are going to be healed, and everything's going to, be real good, and I won't have to ever mow my grass again because it'll stay the perfect height and the perfect consistency green and all that, and no stickers. No, that's not what that means. When you put all of your hope in Jesus Christ, it means that you won't be kept from circumstances, you won't be kept from life, but just like Psalm 46 said, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea and the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains might shake with the swelling thereof, we can be still and we can experience the peace of who Jesus is at all times. We can be still and know that He is God. We can look at creation and realize there is a God. Amen. And His name is Jehovah, and He is the Almighty, and His Son is Jesus, who came and was born and lived a perfect life. He died a perfect death. He rose perfectly in His resurrection by the power of the Holy Spirit, and He is seated perfectly at the right hand of the Father, and we can have His Holy Spirit living in us if we'll just say no to us and yes to Him. And that's when you can say, all my hope is in Jesus, and you can experience life.
Yeah.
Hit that testimony that's been on your mind for a minute. Come on.
You know, Janice had requested prayer, and this is going to lead up to that, for Bubba, who's on this ECMO machine.
Yes.
I'm sure due to COVID. And we've had Joanne Holcomb is a friend of ours who had COVID. My father-in-law, he was in the hospital a long time for COVID.
Yeah.
And you just talking about peace, be still, right? And then we talk about all my hope is in Jesus. Let me just testify just real quickly. And then Marcy Madrid is asking prayer for a grandson who just tested for COVID, and for anyone who needs Jesus. He's 4 years old. For his grandson's got COVID. So anyway, I you was talking about peace, be still. And here a while back on our podcast, we studied Mark chapter 4, right?
Right.
Okay, so let me read this real quickly. This is Mark chapter 4, verse 35. That day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified, and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Amen. And before we pray, I want to say this about this scripture. And going off, all my hope is in Jesus and what you just read about peace be still. When my father-in-law, he went in the hospital on July 2nd. He got to go home on September 3rd. He was in the hospital a long time. And there were some dark days during that time. And there was lots of people praying for him, as I'm sure all of our all of our folks here who have precious loved ones in the hospital, lots of people are praying. And just to be quick about it, there was moments where it was like, I don't know what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And I went to a prayer room there at the hospital, and I got down on my knees, Wes, and I said, and I was desperate and I was in tears, and I said, "Lord, spare his life. Please spare his life." But this scripture came to me, and I thought, you know, I have two places to go. I could stay in this boat where Jesus is at, and it may feel like he's napping.
Yeah.
But he's not. Right. He knows what's going on. It appears that he's napping, but he's asking me, "Kelly, where's your faith? Regardless of what happens, I'm still in the boat. And no matter what happens in this situation, whether he stays here or he goes home to be with Jesus, to be with the Lord, I'm still in the boat. I can stay in that boat, or I can jump out of that boat."
Yeah.
And there's nothing outside that boat except more storm. There's sharks in the water. There's lightning. There's storms. There's wind. There's rain.
And loneliness.
And loneliness. The safest place for me to be is in that boat. And it was at that moment that I just put my hope in Jesus. And I said, "Lord, whatever happens, I'm with you."
Woo! That's good.
No matter what happens. And from that point on, I didn't know what was going to happen, Wes. I didn't know. But right. I had a peace in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thank God that in this case, you know, the Lord spared his life.
Yep.
And I know that's not always the case.
Right.
But here's what I do know. The Lord gave me peace. The Lord gave me peace. So what I want to pray is just that the Lord would just touch these situations right now in Jesus' name, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just pray for these prayer requests, Lord, for Bubba, that you would just touch this man that's on this ECMO machine, that you would heal him, God. You are the healer, oh Lord. And I pray that you would heal him in Jesus' name. I pray that right now you would send the answer and you would send the peace, oh God. Lord, I pray also for Marcy Madrid's grandson, Juan, who's 4 years old. I pray that you would heal him right now of COVID, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, you're the healer. I've seen it time and time again. I'm a witness to your healing, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
I am a witness to it. I have seen it. I have felt it. It's happened to me. I've watched it. And not only me, but countless, countless others, oh God. And Lord, we all stand here together, Lord, bombarding the heavens, oh Lord, knowing that you are a God that hears and answers prayers, but you also are a God that loves us, oh Lord. And you sent your son, Jesus, to confirm that and to testify to the fact that you are a God that loves us. So we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dude, thank you, brother. I appreciate you sharing that, and thank you for praying that in. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back on the other side, have a little more prayer request Friday here on KPYN, AMFM, and .net. Well, it looked like it skipped the commercial set for some reason this time, and we're going to have about 10 and a half minutes of Prayer Request Friday.
Well, there you go.
Truth Infusion Ministries is glad to be here. We're glad to join KPYN, AMFM, and .net.
Thank you, Jesus.
To be able to pray for needs.
Yeah.
Some of the people we know, some of them we don't. But God knows. And if somebody lifts up a prayer request, then God knows that their faith has already been placed upon Jesus to even lift that request up. So we have a call coming in real quick. Let's see what this is. Good morning, Prayer Request Friday.
You know, sometimes you just get teary.
Yeah.
Things not going the way you should be.
Right,
yeah.
And I try to help with 5 great-grandchildren. One of them make you want to kill him the way he talks back at you. And I need some patience.
Yes, ma'am.
I pray for him, but it's getting rough on me.
I hear you.
So please pray for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's just do that right now. Heavenly Amen. Father, we thank you that, God, you're perfect in timing. And
yes, Lord.
You knew that this moment was going to take place. Today, we've talked about things that happened in history on September 17th. And this will be one that's recorded, Lord, in your books.
Yes, Jesus.
And this will be one that... we want you to be honored and glorified through us and through Mama Sue and her phone call to say that on this day, September 17th, 2021, she called in and said, I need help.
Yes.
I need some Jesus in my circumstances. I need God-sized help in my circumstances,
yes, Lord, God,
with my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Ones that may be listening, ones that may not be listening, ones that obey and ones that don't.
Touch their hearts, okay.
I need help and I need patience, is what she said. And thank you, Father, that she called out to you and you said, if we will call out to you, Kelly mentioned it earlier from your word, Lord, if we'll cry out to you, you will answer. And you will reveal to us things that we don't even have a clue about. We don't even know the ways that you're going to help and intervene in this circumstance. So, Father, we just praise you in advance by faith that for Mama Sue, you're going to give her grace, which is help, which is Jesus. And that she will have patience and that the other parts of the fruit of the Spirit will be made evident in her life and in her family and in her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Lord, you're going to intervene and that we're going to be able to testify and praise you about it in times to come. So God, we just thank you for it. Thank you for this phone call and thank you for the faith that you give us. And we just put it right back on Jesus. Yes, bless her now, even now.
Help her to feel it.
Carry her through these moments. And help her like only you can do. We appreciate you, Father God, and thank you for Jesus, and thank you for the Comforter. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
Amen.
You keep holding on. Mama Sue, keep holding on to Jesus. He's holding on to you even when you don't feel like you've got the strength to hold on any longer.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there, and don't give up.
Yes.
God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
God
we appreciate you calling.
We're going to keep praying
Thank
for
you. So
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord bless her.
Hey, all of you listening on KPYN right now, for those who may be watching on Facebook, hey, keep her lifted up.
Yes.
Don't forget about her. There's a lot of others around us that need prayer, and that's fair. We need prayer.
Her call reminds me. Remember Brother Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
He used to call in. He had similar prayer needs. And I remember one day he called in and said, you know, the Lord had just helped him out so much, you know, and we hadn't heard from Brother Lincoln in a long time, I don't think, but I remember him calling in and had very similar needs. It's not, and Lord, the Lord is able to help. He is able to help. We're going to keep her in prayer. She's going to be on our hearts and we're going to, we're just going to sit back and watch what the Lord can do. But if anybody is able to, if they know if they're near to Sister Sue and are able to tangibly assist, you know, let's reach out with our hands and feet. Amen.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
You know, there's a song that I believe Gerald Crabb wrote it. Jason sings it. Truth Infusion has done it. You know, we certainly don't have we don't own the rights to that music, but we've got it on one of the CDs, and I'll probably play that song unless the Lord changes my heart here in a minute. But you know, one of the parts says, "People said I'd never make it. Mm-hmm. They said I'd never see it through." There's a lot of times we feel like that it may not be people around us telling us we're not going to make it, but the circumstances around us and the things that are coming against us. We were talking about it earlier about the weight that we carry while we're running, the sin that so easily besets us, that distracts us. When you're running a race, David was talking about this Wednesday night. Paul was talking about it in the Hebrews. When you're running a race, you don't put on a 100-pound backpack like you would if you were in the military and you were going to be going out into a battle zone to where everything you need is in that backpack. You don't put that kind of backpack on to go run a sprint in the Olympics.
No, no.
You're not going to put a 100-pound backpack on to run a marathon to try to, you know, do your best time. You're going to trim down and cut everything you can down so that you can run that race more effectively. So when these circumstances come upon us and the circumstances or people may be saying, you're not going to make it.
Right.
You can't finish this race. Too much weight. Too much weight. What we need to do is not say, oh, well, if I can just see it, then I can believe it. If it's to be, it's up to me. No, it's up to Jesus.
You know, that's good, Wes. You know, sometimes, let's just be honest. Our prayer life, sometimes talking to the Lord, it may seem like it's just as dry as toast.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest. Sometimes when I go through that.
Absolutely.
I mean, we pray and we're talking to the Lord. It's like, Lord, I need help. I need you to talk to me. I need to feel like you're there. And it just seems like there's no wind blowing. It's just dry. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But what does the Bible say? Not by might, not by power, but by spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
We go by faith, not by sight. You know, those things that are unseen. And that's what our confidence is in. And that's when the Lord does his work.
Mm.
You know, it's not in the storm. It's not in the fire. It's in that little whisper. You know?
Yeah. It is. And he's faithful.
Amen.
I love having good times. I love it when everything's going right. Who doesn't? But what I've come to even appreciate is the times when things are going total chaos. I'm not saying that I pray, Lord, pour all of the chaos I can have upon me. I don't pray that way. But, you know, I've learned to appreciate the times when things are, like you said a while ago, you go into a room at the hospital and you say, Lord, I don't know what this outcome's going to be, whether you're going to take my loved one home or restore them to health and get them out of this hospital or this circumstance, and we go back to the good times for a few more years. Hey, I don't know what God's going to do, but I know he's going to be faithful in it. I know he's going to be perfect in it. I know he's going to be holy. He's going to comfort me. He's going to give me strength. And he's going to give me joy in those circumstances that we call bad times or hard times. I can't explain it, but I can tell you it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real. Yeah.
Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Yes. Needing a friend to help me in the end. And where could I go but to the Lord?
Amen.
Absolutely. Man.
Amen.
This is good. I think we might have missed a prayer request. Maybe a praise report.
There's a praise report from Miss Marcy.
Read that.
I believe in the power of prayer. Last August, I had 2 minor strokes, and a month later, I had a mini stroke. I had so many people praying for me. I'm not 100%, but I'm still here, and I'm getting stronger every day. Amen.
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 That is a testimony that... God's power, it's real.
Yes.
One of the old songs says, I was there when it happened. So I guess I ought to know.
That's good.
You know, I can't tell you whether you have had an experience with Jesus or not. That's between you and him. But you can't tell me I haven't.
Yeah.
Because I was there when it happened. And I know where I was when it happened. You know, I was at my back door.
Right.
And it was real, more real than I could ever have imagined. And it has been fantastic ever since. Now we're about to come into a break, and we've got a phone call coming in. So what we're going to do is we'll take this break here in just a second. We'll take this phone call off the air, and we'll do a little bit more prayer request Friday. You can call us at 903-796-6056, and we'll pray with you and agree that God will do for you what he's done for Kelly, what he's done for me, what he's done for so many others that have shared their stories on the Facebook page this morning and here on the air. So, Pat, I see you calling. If you can hear me, keep letting it ring. We'll catch you here in just a second. But this is Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AM, FM, and .net. See you on the other side of the break.
For all your insurance needs, call Frank Lanier at B.B. Boone Insurance Agency, located at 110 East Rush Street in Linden. B.B. Boone Insurance can assist you with homeowners insurance and auto, plus all types of commercial insurance too, including fire, auto, bonds, and general liability. B.B. Boone can provide you with health insurance, long-term care, Medicare supplements, annuities, and life insurance. Call Frank Lanier at B.B. Boone Insurance at 903-756-5579 or visit him at B.B. Boone Insurance, 110 East Rush Street in Linden.
This is Dr. Matt Young from Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. We've expanded to increase our outstanding services for our community. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Texarkana Emergency Center is locally owned with board-certified physicians for all your emergencies. We have on-site lab, pharmacy, x-ray, ultrasound, CT, and MRIs. Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Real ER without the wait. 4646 Skyhorn Creek Road and online at texarkanaemergencycenter.com.
Listen live every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 for Prayer Request Friday.
Though the winds may blow and the perils of this present time rain down on your head, let not your hearts be hardened, truth seekers. God is on his throne, and this is Prayer Request Friday.
Hosted by Truth Infusion Ministries on KPYN AM FM and .net. The ministers from Truth Infusion Ministries will pray for you or with you. Just call in at 903-796-6056 to pray live. Fridays from 10 a.m. to 11. You can also email your prayer request to prayerrequestfriday@gmail.com. Join Truth Infusion Ministries live Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to 11 after the original Trading Post for Prayer Request Friday. Send your prayer request to prayerrequestfriday@gmail.com or call in live at 903-796-6056 on KPYN AM FM and .net. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
This is Cass County's news, sports, and weather station.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
And I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go.
Hey, God bless you. Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. I'm so glad that God knew right where that music was going to play. I just kind of clicked it, let it play through, paused it, and had no idea what it was going to do, but God did. I'm still holding on.
Amen.
Jesus is still holding on. Hey, we've got a prayer request real quick. We've got about a minute before we end this show today. Kelly called in, said he wants prayer for Brandon and Ashton, for Jackson, who had surgery on his lip and needs patience and a healing. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For someone that will call and lift up the needs of others and take them to God. He said, I've been in this race for a while and I believe in the power of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. And we agree for Brandon and Ashton and for Jackson, Lord, that you're going to give them a relationship with Jesus through you answering their need.
Yes,
that's being lifted up by Kelly. We appreciate people who will lift up the needs of others. God, we ask you to bless Kelly, give him wisdom and leadership to lead these children. Lord, in love and in wisdom and in your righteousness, God, in relationship with you, we thank you for that and thank you for healing and thank you for patience and thank you for comfort. Thank you for power. We appreciate who you are to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I appreciate having another gentleman out there with a really good name of Kelly.
Amen. But there's only one that's right.
Kelly Wright.
That's right.
No.
No.
Kelly wrong.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us this week. This is our next to the last week. Next Friday, the 24th, will be Truth Infusion Ministries' last week on Prayer Request Friday. Brother Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assembly of God will be taking over after that. But until then, keep seeking the truth, and we'll see you next week for the last episode with Truth Infusion Ministries of Prayer Request Friday.
Be blessed.
For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN